So if you're joining us now, we are going to perform a live Tabata class. We're going to warm up and cool down appropriately. And we will have adaptations for people that utilize wheelchairs. So we will have all upper body and lower body exercises. All right. So let's go ahead and get started. What's going on Facebook? If you'd like to register for camp, you can use the links in the comment box, and you can also join in our Zoom chat and you can talk with our campers. So if you didn't know, this is a virtual fitness and health camp day two, and let's go ahead and get started. All right. So we are at Tuesday. Day two, Tabata workout. And it is 9 a.m. All right. So welcome to your first virtual fitness camp. For individuals with and without disabilities. We're going to go ahead and get started. If you can't see this on your screen, I will be creating a YouTube video and I'll have better viewpoints. So make sure you look at the link. I'm going to post that on Facebook around 12. And if you check out the virtual fitness and health YouTube page, I'm going to post all the videos on there if you don't have access to the camp materials. If you want access to the camp materials, just click on the links in the Facebook link, or send me a message and I'll send you the registration forms. All right, remember, before you get started, make sure that if there's any pain during exercise that you reconsider what you're doing, maybe adapt or modify, comment, question, and then if you'd like, email me after camp and we'll talk about certain exercises that we can adapt for you, okay? So make sure that we're communicating daily if you can, if you're in the camp. I do have the assessments in the Google Slides folder. And if you check out those assessments, you'll see that you'll be able to track your progress and I'll be able to give you feedback. I'll also be able to give you modified and adapted exercises in case you can't perform or it's just a little, or if you're having trouble performing with these exercises, we can always adapt and modify it, okay? So we're gonna start with our warm-up today. We're gonna perform some more controlled articular rotations, or we call those CARs. So we're gonna do neck CARs, back CARs. We're gonna do a swimmer hover in place of a shoulder CAR, okay? And we're also gonna do some different types of scapular CARs. We're gonna do some hip axials or hip CARs, knee and ankle CARs, and then we're gonna get into our Tabata workout, which will be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 different exercises we're gonna perform for 30 seconds on and 30 seconds off, okay? We're gonna do that two times, so that'll be 24 minutes. After that, we'll go to our cool down, which will be a little bit of a review of our warm up and also performing some lower body and upper body exercises depending on your ability level. So we're always gonna have upper body and lower body exercises just in case you have some limited mobility upper body, you have choices for lower body, and if you have limited mobility lower body, you have upper body choices. So it's really important to include many different choices and skills when performing different warm-ups, Tabata workouts, and cool down. So this would be an inclusive workout that I would recommend any teachers to use. And if you want access to these resources, just message me. All right, let's go ahead and get started with our warm up. Remember, if you can't see the board, that's fine. I will, again, create a YouTube video for you. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and warm up. So either seated in a chair, okay, or standing, just like this. We're going to flex the head down, rotate the neck, bend the ear to the shoulder, extend the head and neck back, look over the other shoulder, Turn the neck down, flex the neck down, and then keep rotating, keep rotating. And remember, while we're performing these cars, we want to make sure that we're not moving anything else. So our shoulders aren't moving, our hips aren't moving, or anything like that. So let's go ahead and switch direction here. Flex down, rotate the other way, bend into the side, extend the head and neck back, look over the other shoulder. All we're doing here is drawing a circle with the chin. And our entire body is super strong here, like a Marine, looking all the way up and around and all the way down. So you just perform two rotations of your neck one way and two rotations the other way. Okay, so next we have swimmer hovers. You can do these seated or you can do these standing. I'll show you these seated. So the first thing we're gonna do is bring our hands over our head. See if you can bring your hands touching the back of your head like this and hold here. If you're only able to bring your arms up like this, that's fine too, okay? You just hold here. Option one, option two. And then from here, what we're gonna do is try to extend the elbows and then we're gonna internally rotate, or what we're gonna do is we're gonna axial rotate those arms, so turn the palms back. We're gonna reach back, hold here. Try not to bring the head forward. Try to bring the chin in line with the sternum and navel. Reach all the way back, nice and strong here. And then hold, breathe. And then we're going to bend the elbows and try to get the hands up the back. And then bring the elbows forward, relax, breathe. And then bring those elbows back. Extend the elbows. Back to that extension, and then we're gonna unwind the shoulders so palms will go the other way, reach up, and then hands behind the head. Well, and now let's try to do that a little bit faster. Hands behind, extend, and then bring the hands up the back, and then extend the elbows, wrap those shoulders back, hands back behind the head. Okay, scapula, from here what we're gonna do is you can have your hands on your knees if you're seated, or you can just have your hands just like this if you're standing. All we're going to do is just bring our shoulders up, back, down, forward, up, back, down, and forward. So we're just creating a full circle with our shoulders here, or what we call our scapula, okay? And then whether you're standing or seated, we're gonna bring those hands out front. We're gonna push forward and then push back, okay? So we're gonna try to keep those elbows straight and we're going to try to push forward and retract. So protract the scapula, retract. Push forward, push back, and then up, forward, down. So we're gonna create a circle. Up, forward, and down. And now we're gonna go the other way. Up, back, down, forward, up, back, and down. So moving those scapula around. Now hip and axial, if you're seated, what you're gonna do is have somebody pick your leg up and we're going to externally rotate the hip like this. And we're just gonna hold this position if you're seated. And then you'll switch. If you are able to get on the ground or if you're able to stand up, what we're gonna do is hold on to something for balance. And whether you're on the ground, remember, if you're seated, we're just holding this right now, okay? Or have somebody hold your hip out, or what you can do is axially rotate your hip. So straighten the leg, turn the foot all the way out, and hold right here. Okay, so this would be option one, option two, okay, and then option three, standing hip car. We're gonna bring that knee to chest, open the knee. We're gonna drop the knee as the foot goes up and back. Bring that hip all the way back into extension, knee to knee, and then we're gonna go back all the way around. And forward. Try one more time. Out. Drop the knee as the foot goes up. Extend the hip. And then extend the hip. Knee goes back toward the chest. Okay. Remember, try to hold onto something. You can try to balance and do this. So this would be option three. Trying to create a full circle with that hip. And if you are seated, I want you to just hold the other side now, just like this. Just holding that position, or you're actually rotating at the hip, okay? So here we go. Open the hip if you're standing, internally rotate, bring the hip back. Knee touches the knee, extend all the way up and around, forward and out. Bring that foot and knee back to extension and then back. Open the hip up, all the way up and forward and down. So that would be your hip car standing. Yesterday, if you were here, you saw that we did a hip car like this, okay? And then you can also, if you can't get down on the ground like that, you can actually, like we talked about, rotate the hip in and all the way out, okay? So for our knee or ankle car, what we're gonna do is bend the knee if you're seated. It'll look just like this. You're gonna bend the knee, and then you're gonna extend the knee, turn the foot in, bend, turn the foot out, extend. If you're able to sit down on the ground, it'll look like this. You can have your back against the wall or a box, bring your hand underneath, turn the foot out, pull that knee to chest, extend the knee, turn the foot in, bend, out, up, in, down, and then in and up, out, down. Same thing if you're seated, in and up, out and down. And then switch, turn the foot out, extend the knee, turn the foot in, bend the knee, out, up, in, down, in and up, out and down, in, up, out and down. Okay, whether you're seated on the ground or in a chair, try to rotate that ankle in a full circle. If somebody can do that for you, that would also be recommended. So if you're not able to do that, if somebody can rotate those ankles nice and slowly, if you're able to do it yourself, you can get down to the ground, pull that shin to chest, full circles with those ankles here, one at a time, nice and slow, like you're creating a full circle with that toe. Two rotations one way, and then two rotations the other way. Okay, and then switching side. Full circle. Nice and controlled, nice and slowed, and then other way. Full circle. Nice and controlled, nice and slow, nice and strong too. All right, so that completes our warm-up. Get some water. Moved on. We moved around a little bit there, but not too much. So let's go ahead and check that off. Warm up is complete. Now, Tabata, we are here. We are ready to go. It is Tabata time. So if you want to put music on in the background at your house, that is highly recommended. You can tune me out and you can just follow along. I'm going to give two examples of two different exercises that you can perform during the Tabata workout. We're going to be 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off. 30 seconds on, we're moving. 30 seconds off, we're talking, we're breathing, okay? I'm going to start the timer. I will add a timer in the YouTube video, so if you watch this after, I'm going to add text and different audio so that if you're not able to hear, you're able to at least read the directions on the screen, okay? I'll have some seated adaptations available, meaning that everything that I do with my arms, you can do seated in a chair or on a box, okay? So let's go ahead and get started here. Let me just get us set up. Okay, because once we start, we're starting and we're not stopping. The first exercise we're going to perform is a run in place or a jab. Then we're going to jump or we're going to shoulder press. So even if you have the ability to jump, but you would rather shoulder press, you can't. So you can pick. I'm going to give you two different options for each exercise. Doesn't matter your ability level. You can choose either one that is appropriate for you and your goals. I have a shuffle, a side-to-side shuffle, or a windshield wiper with the arms. That's for you. You know who I'm talking about. And a kick or a punch, so either kicking or punching. And then we're going to have a back step to kick or a tricep kickback. And then we're going to have a Spider-Man, which we'll get on the ground for. If you can't get on the ground, you can do flexion circles. So you'll rotate your shoulder in a circle. We'll talk about that later. Then we have a bear crawl or 90-90 elbows, so some upper body movements if you can't get on the ground. And then we'll have a bound, so we'll be doing some more jumping, or ball. So I'll be showing you what to do for upper body for that one. Then we have some skiing and swinging. We have some gate swinging with the upper body. We have some more punching, and then we have some more reaching with the legs and the arms. After that, we're gonna cool down with some of the same things that we performed from the warm-up, but we're gonna do them in some kin stretch base position. So we're gonna talk a little bit about kin stretch after. All right, so let's go ahead and get started. Again, if you're watching later, I'll have a clock probably in one of these corners of the screen. I'm gonna go ahead and start the timer here, and I'm also gonna start my watch. So I'm gonna be keeping track of my fitness levels. So we'll be talking more about fitness levels on Friday. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to tell you what my heart rate is and also when we're going to start. All right, on your mark, we're going to either run in place or punch. Okay, so we're punching or running in place for this one. Okay, all right, so you can choose either one, run in place or punch. All right, here we go, and then I'll give you different options as time goes on. Remember, we're 30 seconds on and we're 30 seconds off. Here we go. Run in place or jump and begin. All right, so you can run in place and punch. You can just run in place. Just make sure that you're breathing. Okay, keep going, keep going. We got about 15 more seconds. Might go a little bit longer because we start about 5 seconds late. Keep running or punching. Keep going. And relax. All right, so we have about 25 seconds to relax. Next week we'll be 35 seconds on, we'll be 25 seconds off. So we're actually going to rest shorter amounts next week. We're gonna progress. Okay, so we have about 10 seconds of rest. Next one is either a jump or we're gonna press. Okay, so we're either gonna jump or we're gonna press. Okay, so we're gonna jump. Swing those arms up like you're reaching for the sky. Remember, 30 seconds. Or you can just press. Remember, you can press or you can jump. We have about 10 more seconds. Just vertical jump here, reaching up toward the sky, and done. All right, so let's check out my heart rate. Looks like it's 150. Well, it looks a little high. You got about 20 seconds to rest. We're either gonna do a shuffle with our legs, or we're gonna do a windshield wiper. Okay, so arms, windshield wiper, or legs side to side. Okay, go ahead and start. Or you can do both. Seconds. And stop. Woo. Okay, now I'm at 151. So it's probably at 140 before. So now we're either gonna kick, we'll do a front kick, We'll alternate, or we'll do left, right jabs, okay? So either or, kick or punch, okay? 5 seconds, 2, 1. Kick or punch. Maybe even both, who knows? I like to do a 1, 2, 3, kick, 2, 3, kick. If you're punching, maybe challenge yourself. Make sure that when you are punching, really try to extend that elbow and bring it back as quick as you bring it forward. And done. All right, 30 second rest. Now we're gonna do a back step kick or tricep extensions. So we're gonna bring our elbows back. We're gonna extend our shoulders. And then we're gonna extend our elbows. Okay, so what we're basically doing are elbow hinges and shoulder extension for upper body. And for lower body, you're gonna back step, kick, back step, kick, and then make sure that you switch. So either or, back step and kick, or you can perform elbow hinges. If those swimmers work better for you that we started with, you can do those as well. Back step, kick, 5 seconds. One more. Good. All right. Next one, Spider-Man or flexion curl. So if you're seated for this one, you're going to perform flexion circles. You're going to get into shoulder flexion. Try not to use your back, wherever that is, and rotate circles. Okay. If you're able to get down to the ground, we're going to go get into the Spider-Man position. So option one, option two, option three, and hold. Wherever you are, you can also perform flexion circles here. Okay, and you can also bring that leg off the ground. So whether you're using your upper body or lower body, you can perform flexion circles and switch. Okay, so flexion circles, you can go overhead here and do it. Whether you're seated, or in the Spider-Man position, flexion circles. All right, now we're gonna bear crawl or 90-90 elbow. So if you're seated for this one, we're gonna do 90-90 elbow. So I call this 90-90 elbow or Donkey Kong. Okay, we're just gonna go back and forth, just like this at a 90 degree angle, hand in front of the elbow. If you're on the ground, we're gonna bear crawl. We're gonna start by going linear or forward and back, okay? Hands and knees, option one. Option two, arms and knees off the ground, or knees off the ground. And try to go contralateral or contra. Just call this contra, right? Contra, opposite arm, opposite leg. And then see if you can go sideways. You go sideways. Whether you're doing the 90-90 shoulder circle, shoulders or bear crawl, come down and relax. Okay. Now we're gonna stand up. We're gonna bound or ball. So pretend that you have a ball. If you're in a chair, we're just gonna go hold onto that ball. We're gonna go side to side. We're gonna move just our upper body. Okay. And then if you're able to stand, pretend you have a ball. We're gonna step and reach, step and reach, or option to bound, pretend you have that ball, lateral jump, hold on to that ball, okay? So whether you're seated or bounding here, stepping or jumping, holding on to that ball, and going side to side, 5 more seconds, 3, 2, and one. All right. So now we're going to get into ski swing. So if you're seated, if you can go like this. Okay, or circles here. So we're gonna swing arms like this, or circles, whatever you prefer. If you're able to get into a squat position, we're going to do some squat spears. Keep going here, 20 seconds. See if you can get lower. See how low you can go. Make it easier by standing higher. You make it harder by getting lower. And relax. All right, gate swing is next. So if you're seated, we're just going to swing the arms back or give ourselves a stretch and then switch. So gate swing, just like this, if you're seated. Try to move just the upper body. Try not to bring the lower body for the ride, or just bring the shoulders across for a shoulder stretch. If you're standing, you're gonna see if you can do that while you walk. Okay, and then come back. You're gonna go a couple steps forward and then a couple steps back. So we just call this a gate swing. This is from NSCA, and I've seen this in functional patterns, where all these exercises are from either Michael Boyle, NSCA, NSCF. They've all been regulated by personal training organizations, so you're not getting any frou-frou. All right, so split punch is a good for coordination. We're gonna bring 1 foot forward, 1 foot back. If you're seated, we're gonna go left, right, left, right, left, right, and then we're gonna go right, left, right, left, right, left. If you're standing, opposite foot forward, arm forward, one, two, one, two. So whether you're seated or standing, one, two. Back foot off the ground. So back heel off the ground. All right, now go ahead and switch side. Opposite hand, contra hand forward. One, two, one, two, one, two. Whether you're seated or standing, one, two. And done, okay. All right, now we're going to go to a contra reach. If you're seated in a chair, we're just gonna go one at a time, one at a time, all the way down, reach all the way back, and all the way up, just like this. Hold, and then switch when we switch here, in the hands and knees, or wherever you are, switch. So this is just contra switch, or infinity reach here if you're seated. Fifteen more seconds. Contra reach. Keep going. Whether you're doing the contra reach seated or you're in that bear crawl or in that hands and knees position. All right, so that was our first 12 minutes. Get some water. Okay, we're gonna take a minute break here. I'm gonna reset the clock. I'm gonna start over from scratch. Any questions out there? Let me know how that went in the Zoom chat, Facebook if you're there. Let me know how you're feeling. My heart rate's at 135 right now. Feeling pretty good. All right, so let's go ahead and get ready for our next 12 minutes. Okay. All right, remember, we're going to either run in place or jab. Okay, now I'm going to do all the lower body positions for the first 15 seconds, and then I'm going to do all the upper body positions for the last 15 seconds. So whether you're running in place or jabbing, we're going to go ahead and start in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, jabbing or running in place, or if you just want to jab with us, you can. I like to exhale each punch. All right, or run in place. I'm going to do that for the last 15 seconds. And if you want to join me with 15 seconds each, you can also do that. There we go, and relax. All right, next one is press or jump. So this one is where we're just reaching up, just a light jump. Don't want to knock any lights down or anything like that. We don't want to make too much noise if there's people below us, right? So we're either jumping or we're going to press. And I'm going to start with the press, and then I'm going to move to the jumping. So I'm going to pinch those shoulder blades back and down, and then go straight up, okay? And go for 15, and then I'm going to move to the jump. Trying to get those shoulders back. You can even make a Y here, and maybe even a T. And then go back to that press. Oh, we got to go back to that jump. Okay, you can join me with a jump, or you can continue with the press. Or you're jumping that whole time. And relax. All right, next one is the shuffle. So it's a side-to-side shuffle. Or it's the wiper. Okay. We're going to try to go as fast as you can if you're windshield wipering, or fast as you can with your lateral shuffle. Now, even if you have a little bit of space, it'll look just like this. And go. If you're seated, keep going, keep going. And then if you're standing, or you can switch, try to challenge yourself. And relax. All right, next one up is the kick or the punch, okay? Now, if you've been punching, this time we're going to do some uppercuts, okay? And then if you're kicking, you could also kick from here, or you can kick, remember, alternate, 1, 2, 3, kick, 2, 3, kick. So I'm going to start with the punch. Remember, doing uppercuts to start. Keep going, keep going. Uppercut, uppercut. If that's not working, you can always just go straight back forward, or you can punch up high. All right, now kick for the last couple seconds, or keep punching. You can even combine the both and relax. All right, next one is back step kick. So back step kick, back step kick, or tricep kickback. So if you're seated, what you're gonna do is try to extend those elbows. If that doesn't work, you can extend your elbows out like this and reach back. So bend your elbows and extend for the first 15. Trying to extend those elbows back, keep that head up, and bend and extend. Bend and extend for the first 15 seconds, and then we're gonna move to that Spider-Man, all right? Or sorry, the back step kick. So you're either performing the back step kick or the elbow hinge. There we go, keep going, one more. All right, So Spider-Man reflection circles. So again, if you're seated, try to bring both arms overhead. We're going to rotate in little circles here, just like this. Okay. Remember, Spider-Man stretch, you're going to hold here and see if you can bring that back leg off the ground. And again, circles. Okay. So from here, shoulder circles. Try that for the first 15. Little circles here. Circle the other way. Squeeze those arms together. You can also circle it out like this. All right, if you're in that Spider-Man stretch, hold here. If you're seated, keep circling, and then switch. Good, and then we're gonna have our 90-90 elbows and bear crawl. So if you're seated, it'll look like this. And then we'll go into our bear crawl. We'll go forward and back or side to side. So you can either bear crawl. So pick your option, bear crawl or 90-90 elbows. I'm gonna start with the 90-90 elbows and then I'm gonna work my way to the bear crawl. So this is internal rotation on the arm that goes down, external rotation on the arm that goes up and back. Okay, just know that your shoulder internally rotates and externally rotates, or it rotates, just think of it like it's on a rotisserie, that humerus. And then if you're bear crawling, go ahead and forward and back. I know we're a little late on this, but we're gonna get that anyway. See if you can push yourself into the ground, forward and back, and slowly come down, okay? Now for the next one, if you're seated, you're gonna hold on to that ball. You're gonna go side to side, just like this. Really rotate, or try to bend and reach if you're seated. And then if you're standing, remember, you get a bound just like this. So pick your option, standing or seated. I'm gonna go with seated for the first 15. Side to side. Remember, like you're holding on to a ball. And then standing. There we go. Pretend you're holding on to that ball. And done. All right. 30-second rest. Next one, we have four more, and then we're getting down to our cool down. It's almost done. Ski swing. So if you're in a chair, if that doesn't work, you can scissor the arms like this, or you're squatting and you're skiing here. So option one, squat ski. Option two, you can just ski out front here. Go ahead and start. We'll do 15-second arms, and then we'll add the legs for the last 15, or you can stay seated. Okay, squat sink. There you go, get low if you want to challenge yourself. 5 seconds. And done. Next one is gate swing. So you can reach back or standing. We're going to try to step and swing forward and back. If you're seated, it'll look just like this. Okay, so let's go ahead and start. If you're seated, we'll go 15 seconds seated and then 15 seconds standing, or you can stay seated, or you can stay standing, up to you. So either standing gate swing or seated. And or seated or standing. Try to keep that back heel up if you can. And done. All right. Next one up, we got two more, only two more, and then we're cooling down. We have our split punch. So you're either standing, and then you'll switch after 15 seconds, or when I stand up, if you're seated, you're going to just one, two, or you can do uppercut. So whatever you like. Just make sure you're going one, two. Don't hit anybody. And if you're standing, one, two. Make sure you switch. Okay, the next one is the contra reach. If you're seated for this one, we're gonna bring one arm back and one arm forward here and up. Okay, and then we're gonna see if we can touch our hands and hold. Okay, if you're kneeling, you're gonna go like this and switch. Okay, so you can pick your option here. Okay, I'm gonna start with a shoulder infinity, option one, hold here. Option two, try to bring the hands together. Reach, and then switch, and reach, or if you're kneeling, contra reach. Remember, this is the last exercise, and then we're cooling down. And three, two, one, and done. I'm gonna get a quick drink of water. You can too. Let me know how you're feeling. Okay, write a comment. Get some water. Okay, cool down. So I'm gonna have two different types of exercises you can perform, whether you're in a chair or if you're able to get into this 90-90 position. Now the best way to set up for the 90-90 position is to put your lower leg on a line and then try to find a line, perpendicular line or a 90 degree angle where you can put your knee on, and then try to have this front leg parallel or even kind of making a square with the back leg. And we're gonna face up nice and tall. Now for seated, what we're gonna do is take our hips and have somebody maybe either hold axial rotation out or in for option one, and then option two, hold here, and then option three, you can actually hold onto the knee and turn that foot out. So you can stretch that out both ways. So you can go in or out here. If you're working with somebody and you're manually working with them, you can just go a little bit in. So the foot goes in, but this is external rotation. And the foot goes out, that's internal rotation. Okay. If you're able to get to the ground, we'll get into the 90-90 position. You're just gonna breathe and hold. Inhale and exhale. Try to inhale for four, exhale for eight. We're just trying to slow our breathing down. If you're not able to get into this position, and you're not able to get into that position with your legs, we only have access to the arms, we can go back to that 90-90 elbow. Or if you want to challenge yourself like me, you can. Otherwise, you probably just want to hold here, breathe. Okay, let's go ahead and switch side. Go 90-90 on the other way. So face the other way. Breathe, inhale four, exhale eight. We're at about 27 minutes in, which is pretty good timing. Breathe here. Again, if you're able to use your arms, you do 90-90 shoulders. Hold here if it feels good and breathe. Again, if you're seated and you're unsure of what to do, you can always straighten the leg, turn the whole leg out and hold, and then turn the leg in and hold. And then you can also try to, even if you can't get that, maybe just hold here for about, you know, as long as we're holding the stretch on the ground, just like this, or just like this. So picking it up and then going into internal rotation. So those are your options. If you're unable to get to the ground here, if you're here still, keep breathing. All right, and now we're gonna get into the butterfly. Okay, we're gonna breathe and hold here. If you're in a chair, what you can do is maybe just turn or try to bring your feet together and try to bring your knees out like this if you're seated, okay? Just try to open up those hips just like this, wherever it feels comfortable. If you're able to get onto the ground, we're gonna hold here and breathe. And then we're just gonna go for some neck rotation, go two each way. It's nice and slow. Go ahead and circle the other way. Good. And then from here, go ahead and we'll try to straighten those legs out where there's no pain. If you're in a chair, it might look like this. We're just gonna hold here and breathe. If you're seated, hold here and breathe. Hands can be behind you. Just try to sit up nice and tall. Maybe lean forward for if you're more advanced. You can bring your hands in front for level three. Okay. Just breathe and hold. And then wherever you are, you can bring your hands behind your head or just breathe. You don't have to do this, but we're going to extend. Turn the palms back. Hold here. Reach back. Try to bend those elbows behind the back and up the back and hold. And then extend the elbows. Turn. Bring those hands behind the back of the head. And relax. All right, from here, reach forward. And we'll go to bear. Okay, bear, we'll hold right here. If you're seated in a chair, it might look like this. Okay. And if you're on the ground, it will look like this. You can always have your back against the wall if you're on the ground. And then we're gonna press those elbows into the thighs. And as we do that, we're gonna rotate our wrists. Two circles one way, two circles the other way, nice and slow. And then give yourself a thumb up. Good job, everybody. That was it for Tabata Tuesday. Let me go ahead and cross this off here and say our goodbyes. All right, so just finish your Tabata and your cool down. Performed a warm up Tabata cool down. 24 minute workout. We had a 6 minute cool down and probably like a 6 to 8 minute warm up. Great workout. Share this if you completed it. If you did complete it and you want the assessment tracker and you're in camp and you want to try this 24-day challenge and you want more information, just message me and I'll give you the registration form. I'll give you a Google Slides folder. A Google Slides folder will have a PowerPoint. PowerPoint will tell you when each class is, and it will also give you the link for the live classes. Remember, we have classes Monday, 7 a.m., Tuesday, 9 a.m., Wednesday, 11 a.m., Thursday, 1 p.m., Friday, 3 p.m., and Saturday, 10 a.m. Every day, 6 days a week, except Sunday, for 4 weeks. And this is day two. So if you're just getting here now, day two, and you didn't complete day one, make sure that you go and watch day one, then go to day three. But make sure that you go through the mobility, because we go very slowly and in depth with the ranges of motion, the ranges of motion of each joint of the body. So make sure that you understand cars and that we do your cars every single day. So after you learn the mobility program on Mondays, you should perform those cars every single day and track your progress on the assessment tracker that I provide in Google Links. And then what you'll do is you'll copy and paste that assessment into your own Google Docs and then share that with me so I can give you some valuable feedback, formative and summative assessment. So after this camp is over, I'll give you feedback. You're going to perform those same 4 weeks of exercises for the next 8 weeks after the program. And then I'm going to give you a new program after that if you complete it. Ooh. All right. So remember, this was day two, Tuesday, Tabata workout, the May 26th. So appreciate everyone who made it. And we'll see you tomorrow, hopefully. All right. See ya.